Good morning. Hello. How are you? Good day. Shh. I'm testing on my podcast.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mercy, no. Good morning.
Boundaries.
Good morning, my beautiful creatures. How are you guys today? I'm currently sitting outside in the nice old hot Texas sun. Got my cowboy hat on. I got a cowboy hat, y'all. I'm so happy. I look so good, right? Because every room in the house is currently occupied, and so I ain't got no choice but sit outside. Luckily, the sun is not on this side of where I am. It's humid. It's very warm out, but like it's not like I'm drenched. Though freaking yesterday we went to the flea market, and when I tell you, I thought I was gonna die. It was so damn hot. I was sweating like crazy. It was quite literally insane. And so, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Freaking, can we talk a bit about this? Alright, so, reason I'm in Texas, a couple of reasons. One, my sister-in-law and my brother are having a baby. Yay! Mr. Sovereign. And we're here for the baby shower. But we're also here because we're going to be moving to Texas next year once I graduate my final year at university. And so while we were here, we were looking at different houses, stuff like that. Obviously, I'm moving with my mom because, you know, just being out of college, no point in me getting one. I can't afford to. But even if I could, no point in me getting a place out on my own when I can just stay with my mom for like a year or 2 years, save up some moolah, you know, and then get my own place, you know. No point in moving to a whole new state that I'm not familiar with, get in my own place, and then like, what happens now? And so that's been really, really exciting. I'm someone, I love, you know, interior design. I love open houses. I love being able to kind of look at that whole thing. I've always been big with like having your own space and being able to design and create whatever you want in it. Me and Shola, which is my sister-in-law, who you guys have seen before because she was on my podcast months ago where we did the episode talking about season 4 of You. So if you guys haven't seen that episode, check it out. It was really, really fun. She's absolutely incredible. I love talking with her. But me and her, we have this ritual where we watch Architectural Digest with each other. And so, like, I have a subscription to the magazines, so, like, I see a lot of stuff in magazines, but, like, I'm not allowed to watch the actual, like, YouTube channel without her, and it's kind of our deal. So, if we find out one or the other has seen something, we're like, how? Because she's like, how'd you see that? How you know that? We're like, what? And so, yeah, and so when we were, it was so much fun, because when we were at the open houses together, and looking at the different houses, you know, she lives here, so she's very familiar with the houses and stuff here, but obviously I'm not, and me and her, everyone else is just looking around, and stuff like that. Me and her, we didn't even good, we were talking about the cabinets, we were talking about the spacing, we were talking about everything down to the wall textures with each other. It's like that level of, you know, and so that's one thing I'm very excited for, is just within the prospects of moving here, but, you know, It's a little stressful within the sense of, you know, obviously, one, it's too hot here. Florida's hot, and I get that, but, like, it is hot here. However, I have been told, because my sister has lived here for a year now, and she's, like, summertime, it is very hot, but by, like, October, it's going to start cooling down. October is going to start cooling down, and it gets very cold during the winter, which I'm very excited for. While it doesn't snow, I love the cold. That's literally my heart. If I could be cold all day, I would literally be cold all day. Obviously cold for some reason, like I'm wearing a sweater or something like that. I'm not just like butching out cold for no apparent reason, but like I really, really, really enjoy being cold. And so she was saying it gets very, very cold in Texas, and I haven't experienced like a really cold sensation since I lived in Philly. And so I'm really, really excited for that. And it's just, my thing is, one thing we've been asking each other is like, do we see ourselves living in Texas? And the reason I live in Florida now, and the reason I want to move out of Florida is just, I've lived there for about 9 years now. I've only lived in two places very long, and it's Philly, I lived there for 11 years, and then Florida, I lived there for 9. And while, you know, I won't lie, Florida has its perks. I love my people there, all my friends live there, I have family there and stuff like that. At the same time, it's just, a lot has happened over the last 9 years, and I feel like there's too many memories, and majority of them are not the greatest ones. I have really good ones and all, but it's just like, I just want a fresh start. I want to move somewhere new. And so, like, Texas is really, really nice. I enjoy coming here. The only thing is where my siblings live, they all have families. And so, where they live, it's very suburban-y. It's very, like, family-oriented. So, it's very, you know, kind of, not boring, but, like, at the same time, kind of. And so, because of that, obviously, I'm only 20 years old. And while I enjoy being by myself and being very low-key and I'm very introverted, this is too slow for me. So, I was thinking, like, you know, if I were to get my own place here eventually after moving here, I would probably move in somewhere within downtown Houston, because my sisters, all her friends who don't have their families yet, who aren't married, they live in downtown Houston, and she spent a lot of time there with them and stuff like that. And so I'm like, I feel like that would be better for someone my age. The rent here is so freaking affordable. I mean, you can get like a 2-3 bedroom for like $1,700, $2,000, where a one bedroom in Florida is $2,000. So it's like, you know, you get it. It's still expensive, but like within freaking reason. And so very excited for that. It's just my only thing, and you know, it's coming to the, you know, this episode being about stressors and stuff like that. I've been very, very stressed lately. It's been very, very hard for me lately. Where, like, even my family has noticed and have given me, like, talk, like, bro, are you good? And it's just, like, you know, I think everyone goes through this, especially when you're within a creative field. So, my friend just texted me asking me if there was a lot of hard, like, was it hard work in film history? Because she's currently, so I started school today. But, like, my school is online. My first class is online. I'm taking French. Yay. So I don't have to physically be there. It's just, it's a class I do myself. So she's trying to figure out a different class to get into, because she had to replace one class. And I'm like, Miss Girl, don't take that. I love the class. One of my favorite classes I've ever taken. That's probably my favorite class I've ever taken at my university. Hard as freaking hell. Long, like, 20-page papers. No. But anyway, good have a point. As someone, you know, obviously in my last year of school, and I am within the creative field, it's very scary, because it's not like for instance, my sister, she's within STEM, and she knows what her job will be coming out. She already has stuff kind of lined up for her, because, you know, she's going into the agent field in terms of Homeland Security and stuff like that. So there are people who want her, you know, she knows where she's going. Me, on the other hand, me and my friend this morning were talking about this, the one who just texted me. We were kind of struggling with this. You know, we're both, she's a photographer, I'm a filmmaker. And so it's kind of figuring out where we're going to be going after we graduate and stuff like that. And it's very, very scary, because I'm someone, I get very scared very easily, and I kind of back down very easily. I've always been like that. And whereas, like, you know that line from Divergent where after Trish was just attacked, and Forrest taking care of her, like, fixing her wounds in her hand, and he's like, and she's like, I can't believe Al would do that. And he was like, Forrest, like, fear does something strange to people like Al, but not you. Fear doesn't shut you down, it wakes you up. And in some ways, fear does wake me up, and I do go hard. But then in other ways, I let it shut me down, and I let it, you know, I'll avoid doing certain things or putting myself out there a lot of the times because of that. And that's held me back in so many ways. And it's like, at the point where I am, and with the skill level that I know I have, I should be doing a lot more. I should have a lot more going on right now. But it's like, I allow myself to hold myself back because of, like, the fear of nature, which is understandable in terms of just having fear within the realm that I'm doing work and stuff like that. But it's not understandable to hold yourself back because of that. So that's something I've really, really been working on. And, you know, I was talking to my brother with it, just because this year, you know, I want my last year to be where I build up all of my career for me. Not all of career, you know what I mean, is like, I start setting a foundation for myself. I start putting down those concrete or bricks or whatever to set myself up, so when I graduate, I'm not, obviously, you know, everyone who graduates goes through that post-graduation depression. It's a thing. Well, my brother was talking about it, my sister-in-law and her sister were talking about it, that they all went through it. But I know I'm going to go through it, but I want to go through it with the knowledge of, well, I still have stuff going on. I don't have to be super sad or scared because I have this happening, and this happening. And so that's my goal for this year, is just to make stuff happen for myself and to kind of get over my own self. And it's so strange how fear can really just, like, and it's such a mindset thing. It's like changing your mindset, because that can just determine your whole future. And it's so weird, and it's something I've struggled with for such a long time. And I think the reason I struggled with it for so long is I just never acknowledged what it was. I always just wondered, why do I feel like this? What is wrong with me? Why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? And it wasn't until now that I'm older and I actually started dissecting stuff from when I was in high school, stuff from when I was a kid, stuff from now, and I'm like, well, I was just afraid. And because I never understood that I was just afraid, I never, you know, pushed myself to go further than how I needed to be. And so because of that, and lately, you know, the closer, you know, I always get like this during the summertime if I don't have anything really going on in terms of just like film stuff, you know. And my first summer before university, I was working on a film set for 3 weeks, and so I was feeling really good about myself then. And then the next month, I didn't really have anything going on. I mean, the next summer, I didn't have anything going on. I felt crappy myself. And then the following summer, I had an internship at a film studio, and so I was like, oh yeah, I'm making stuff happen. And so like this summer, I didn't, because I got back from France, and I wanted a summer where I can just have a summer just working, and I didn't want to really do anything in film. But because of that, because I wanted to be able to focus on other things in my life and be able to do other things, because of that I felt so disconnected and like I wasn't doing the right thing. And I get on myself far too hard about that, within the sense of like sometimes I do want my own breaks and stuff like that, but I add very unnecessary pressure onto myself, where it's like I get too in my head about things, and it's no longer something fun for me. It's something I'm like forcing myself to do because I feel like I need to prove to myself that I can do this, and I know I can do this. It's not like I have to prove to myself, but it's like when I feel like I need to prove to myself, I'm just like, well, it's not fun anymore. I like doing film, I like doing my podcast, and I like, you know, doing certain things in my life because it brings me happiness. But if I only add pressure to it, then that's when I begin avoiding things, and that's when I am not inclined to get things done, because I'm like, well, I'm only doing because I feel like I need to, not because I actually want to. And so something I've really just been working on is just enjoying the things that I do a lot more. For instance, like just one of my podcasts, I've just been really having a fun time with it. It's just been something that has start at one point was very stressful in my life, because I couldn't find it in myself to be consistent. I couldn't get rid of the fact that I never thought that anyone would listen to it. It was a lot of doubting things, and I was just like, well, no one's gonna listen to it, it's not that good, maybe people don't like the things I'm talking about, this and that. And I was looking at the stats, and I was like, well, this episode didn't get as much, because, you know, in this episode I talked about like book recommendations and stuff like that, which is stuff I love talking about. But this one didn't get as much as me just ranting about something else. I'm like, okay, I can't do that type of video. Well, not video, but like episode, because people aren't going to listen to that. And so because of that, I felt myself like kind of sheltering myself. Is this sheltering? Or like more like putting myself in a box and only doing things that I felt like people would like to hear, I guess. And, you know, and that became so stressful for me. So at a certain point, I didn't even want to do it anymore, because I'm like, I'm putting so much pressure on myself, and it was so much unnecessary pressure. I don't understand it. I do that so badly sometimes, and it really pisses me the hell off. And now I'm like, I enjoy just doing my podcast, because now I'm like, well, I know people are going to listen, and if they don't, then that's okay. But as long as I'm having fun with it, and I have so much fun with it, that's okay. I like doing my book recommendations, and I've started adding them at the end of my episodes sometimes, and stuff like that, and just doing different things and having different people on it. I, you know, not every episode has to be one where I'm talking about my problems or I'm ranting. Not every episode has to be a lesson. Some can be just me bullcrapping. If it's windy outside, it's because I am outside. So yes, sorry. And so. Now I just love having my podcast, and it's something that's become fun for me, but I'm working to take it a lot more seriously, and just in the sense where I'm not just creating episodes and posting it, where I'm actually taking the time and really working to build this. And I was having a long talk with my brother about it the other day, because he was like, well, is your podcast like a hobby for you, or is it like something you want to make like a serious job or something like that? And I was like, it is a hobby, but I want to take it to the next level. Like, I want to make it more serious. Like, I'm getting listens, and I don't even promote it that much. So I imagine if I did start really promoting and start maybe getting on TikTok and Instagrams and showing you guys how the process of me creating a podcast and some fun stuff. And I'm like, you know what, I think that's what I want to do, you know, do it and maintain in a way that's still fun for me, and not put my pressure on myself with it, so it doesn't become like a stressor in my life, but do it in a way that I can eventually start being able to do this more full time and doing more episodes a week, and committing a lot more to this than just one episode a week, a couple of posts, and then boom. next week, you know? And so I'm really excited about that. And it's weird because I literally start school today. And it's very strange because I'm not on campus. Normally when my first day of school, I'm always on campus, I'm always in class. And I'm not this time. I don't actually have to be physically there until next month. And like the dean of my college emailed me, he's like, hey, can you call me? Because I work in the film department at my school. So he needs me. I haven't called him back because I just haven't had time. He texted me yesterday morning, so it's like, it's whatever. But I have to call him back today because I know he's probably talking to me about just what we're planning to do for the school year and stuff like that. Just like working with that. And it's like, I don't think I've ever actually taken, you know, I've had good times at school. I'm not going to say that I haven't. But I spent so much time these last 2 years in the university being stressed about work or being stressed about bills, or like to a point where my friends were even like, bro, you're in college, you're fine. Like, take your freaking time. And I get so trapped within the idea, like, I need to know what my future is going to look like. I need to build towards my future that I don't enjoy, or even, I'm never present in what I'm doing today. And I don't want to get out of school and I'm, like, regretting that I didn't just chill and be a normal college student while I was in college. And so I really want to take this year, just enjoy and just make fun stuff. Like, not focus on, like, oh, I need to make this big film so I can enter into festivals and I can get big, yada, yada, yada. Obviously, that's a goal, you know, what? But not doing it for those purposes, just, oh, I did a story I want to tell, and I just want to tell it, and I want to figure out a way to hit, like, other people see it and stuff like that, and just having fun. And I'm excited because my two friends got their first apartment, and it's somewhere that me and Tay will be spending a lot of time because it's close to our school without being at our school. And we were literally there the other day and we were sitting there eating Chinese, helping them unpack, and it was just a lot of fun. And just being able to just have fun with each other and not stress about what's going to be coming afterwards, which we still will. I'm not saying that we won't, but it's like, just chilling, you know? Because there are a lot of times where I'm like, am I actually stressed? Like, do I need to be stressed about this, or am I just tweaking? Like, am I just overthinking? Am I overdoing it? And a good portion of the time, I'm overthinking and overdoing it. Like, I was having a talk with my brother, my older brother, Rick, and he's one of my favorite people in the entire world. I look up to him so much because he has done so much in his life, but he's just an incredible guy. And I was talking with him and his wife, who's absolutely incredible as well. And they were just asking me how school's going and how I've been doing. They're always very, like, making sure that they check on me and tell you they've always been there for us in the ways I can't even explain. And I was telling them, I was just like, well, I'm just, like, stressed lately. You know, I feel a lot of pressure. And, you know, I'm getting older. I'm not financially stable. I can't support myself, you know, in ways that I would like to. Like, I can't get my own place. I can't, you know, because it's so expensive lately. And I'm only making a certain amount of money with my job. And I'm this and that. And they're like, why the hell are you stressing? They're like, bro, you're literally in your, you're not even in your 20s. You are 20. Like, you are at the point, like, the beginning. I literally turned 20 a couple months ago. Like, it's that bad. And they're like, calm down. You're freaking fine. Like, you are fine. I don't have to worry about the existential pressures. I don't have kids. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have rent. Like, enjoy the freedoms that you have right now. Enjoy being in school right now, because when I tell you it's going to go by too fast, it's going to go by crazy fast. And you're going to look back and you're going to be like, damn, I really wish I would have spent more time just living in my 20s and having fun. And I want to start doing that, where I do go and I go out and I won't say make mistakes. I'm not trying to make those mistakes. I'm really not. I'm not a drinker. I'm not a smoker. I'm not, you know, anything like that. But going out and just partying, maybe. But I'm not partying. Like, every once in a while, maybe, but, like, I hate being around people, especially drunk people, because they're stupid, and I will fight you. I don't like confrontation, but I will confrontate. But, no, yeah, and just doing stuff like that, and just having fun and not spending all my days stressed. Like, when I tell you, the last month has just been me in my head all day, every day, sad, because I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing right now. I don't know where I'm going to go. I don't know how to get this done. I don't know how to get this to happen. It's like, I feel like I'll be able to have more opportunities when I start putting that positive energy out there and not spending every day being sad. And two, just genuinely doing it just because I want to, and not because I feel like I have to. You know, there was I don't know if you guys have ever listened to Matthew McConaughey's audiobook, or it's a physical book, it's called Green Light. absolutely love it. I highly recommend everyone to read it. I've done the audiobook just because I'm in love with that man, and so listening to him talk all day every day was quite wonderful for the duration of that book. But it's a book about his life, and one thing he was saying was when he first got to Hollywood and he went to his friend's house, he was like, who's also in Hollywood, he was like, oh, I need to get an agent, man, and the guy kicked him out, and he was like, come back to me when you don't need an agent, you want an agent. And he was saying it was like a very big mindset shift, because if you feel like you need something, you're going to be one desperate, but in the sense of you're going to put too much pressure on yourself to where it's not something that you want anymore. And he's like, when I realized I didn't need an agent, I just wanted an agent, he said he felt a bit of pressure relieved, and it was like, okay, now he go ooh, make certain things happen and have a bit of fun with things. And so it's like, for me, it's like, I don't need to get jobs and stuff like that. I want to be able to get jobs, one, because pay my bills. I would love to quit my regular 9-to-5 and just work in film completely, and that is the goddamn plan. Like, I'm very excited because I have a lot of things planned, and it's more or less being able to just get them done and getting stuff set. But it's like, I don't need to do these things. I want to do these things. Like, I need water. I don't need to work in film. You know, I want to. It's what I want. It's what I want to do in my life. It's what I'm doing in my career. It's what I want to just be and stuff like that. You know, I am a filmmaker, and I want to continue to be a filmmaker. And so it's just like, I feel like we just unnecessarily put pressure on ourselves, this generation, especially with the way the world is just going. It's so expensive to live nowadays, and it's so hard to just be able to just have fun and be free, because it's bad things are just happening everywhere. It's so scary. So it's like, the pressure is already there, and it's like, and it's also kind of contradictory in the same time, because like, sometimes adults will be like, you know, oh, you're doing this, you're doing that, and you're putting too much pressure on yourself, and that, but like, in some ways we kind of have to, like, we're not allowed to have that choice because of how expensive things are these days and stuff like that. I saw this exact the other day when someone was like, oh, they went to the grocery store for $100 in the past and they had all these bags of groceries, versus now where there's like, you have like 3 bags of groceries and that's it, and that's $100. Like, it's insane. I'm lucky because I work at a grocery store, and so I give discounts on the food that I buy, and so like, my household loves that. But like, if I didn't, the hell, I'll buy like 2 things and be like $80, what the hell. But yeah, and so I'm excited for the school year. I'm excited for the move to Texas. It's very strange because I'm trying to figure out how I can find myself with film in Texas, but I heard that film is very big in Texas and in Houston at least, or is becoming that way. And so it's like, I think maybe I need to just bring film to Texas, and that's kind of what I have to do. And just walk this last year in Florida in university, just spend it just creating whatever the hell I want with whoever the hell I want, whenever the hell I want, and just really just enjoying everything I'm doing. It's just, you know, this is the last year I'll be with my friends. All of my friends live in Florida, and when I graduate, obviously I'm moving away. For half of them are moving to goddamn Europe. Makes sense, because I go to international school, so most of my friends are not even from the U.S. But yeah, so it's like a... And so I just want to enjoy this last year and I just want to have fun. You know, I want to have fun. You know, I've started doing new things and just having a bit more fun with just myself, with just things I'm doing. I got a PS5, and I've always said I'm never going to be a gamer. I got a PS5, and now the only game I play right now is Harry Potter, because, like, of course. But it's like, I can't go back and forth between games because I don't have a lot of time to play games. So, like, oh my god, my eyebrows look really good right now. Period. I'm sorry, distraction. But yeah, so I'm not someone who can play multiple games at one time. Like, I can read multiple books at one time. Playing multiple games at one time, I cannot do. So like, I need to play a game, finish that game, and then go to the next one. So right now, I'm currently playing Harry Potter Legacy. I am about 50% done the game. So once I get back to Florida and I finish it, I'm going to start the first God of War, because I have God of War Ragnarok, but that's only because it came with the PS5 that I got. But my coworkers and my friends have been telling me, like, okay, no, start the first one and then make your way up. And so I'm going to start that one, and then I'll play Ragnarok, and then after that one, I'm going into probably Spider-Man, like the first ones, because they're coming out with new Spider-Man in September, and I really want to play that. And I've been told, no, play the first one first. And so like that. So I started playing video games, which I always said I'd never do. And I'm having a lot of fun with them. Practicing my ukulele a lot more. I want to get into crocheting, because I love crocheted outfits. And I wear these crocheted headbands all the time. And everyone's always asking me, did you make that? Did you make that? I'm like, no, but I could. Because I spent like $20 on them. That's all. I spent like $15. But still. Money. I think I already said fancy my ukulele. What else did I want to start doing? Oh my god. Holy cow! I literally just had it in my mind. Oh yes! I started an anime. What? You did what? I know. It's been like the biggest thing in my life I would never ever do. Like when I tell you for years my cousin Huki tried to get me to watch anime. I've been forced to sit down and watch different various animes, and I never liked them. I never watched any. Marcy, my sister's boyfriend, has tried constantly, and the other day I was on TikTok, which I shouldn't be. I know I need to delete it. I deleted it for the longest period of time, and I was like so wonderful and I felt so good, and then I brought it back one day when I was really really bored, and I'm like, well, now I'm on it again. But I had seen a clip of Gojo Senpai from Jujutsu Kaisen, and I was like, oh, this looks kind of dope. And so I started watching it, and I love it now. And when I called my cousin, I told him. I called him and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I got bored, so I went to Japan. What? Like, I'm trying to be on his level. I'm trying to be on, oh, I'm bored, so I just went to an entire different country type thing. You know, that's stuff that my older brother does all the time. Like, literally, I'll call him asking what he's doing, and he's in freaking Mexico, or he's in Dubai, or he's in London. He's like, yeah, I just feel like going. Like, oh, I'm trying to be on that level, bro. But yeah, and so he's just so happy that I finally started one. And I told my sister boyfriend, they were all like, yeah, you started a really good one for this to be your first anime. So I don't think I'm going to be like a big anime nerd. I'm just not like that. But I think I'll be able to watch anime from time to time. Listen, they're so long. I mean, One Piece is like a million episodes. Like, goddamn. But yeah, I am very big on like C dramas or K dramas because I love those. Those are really good, you know. I just finished one called The Love You Give Me. I think so, with Minwei and Shinchia. He's the, well, he's not a billionaire, but he's like extremely, extremely rich. And he like find out he's a kid that, because they were together when they were like in college, and then they broke up because of some tea. There was some tea in that shit. But yeah, so like, I'm just like trying to put myself out there in terms of just trying new things that I normally wouldn't, and doing a lot more, and just having a lot more fun. I really wanted my last year to be freaking amazing. And when we graduate, Tay and I are going throughout Europe, and we're going to a bunch of different countries, and just having just fun. And yeah, and so I'm really excited. And so like, I was just thinking, you know, am I stressing or am I tweaking? I don't know. I mean, most times I feel like I'm genuinely just, I'm tweaking. I'm driving myself crazy for no reason. Well, I have a reason, but there's no point in driving yourself crazy, which is one thing that I'm learning. Like, there's no point in being stressed about something, you know, when it's like, it's not going to make the situation better or worse. Well, better. It's going to make it worse. So if it's only going to make something worse, just don't do it. Figure out a way. Figure out a solution. And yeah. So yeah, I'm hot as hell. It's extremely warm out here, and we are currently going to Dallas in an hour, and so I need to go and pack out the rest of my stuff and take a shower because I'm sweating. And yeah, so thank you all for coming on and listening to my little rant. Is it a rant? It could be a rant. I don't know, but I love you guys so much. Thank you all for listening. Very excited to just be able to have this platform. I'm excited to see what I can do with it. I have a lot of ideas, and it's more or less just about figuring out how to do them and making it happen and all of the above. So thank you all again for listening to me, and I love you all very much. Hearts.